Welcome to Jaguars Post Game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Post Game is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Post Game starts right now.
It's a happy final at EverBank Field in Week 16. The Jaguars come away with a 21-13 win over the Tennessee Titans. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. Fred Taylor is with us. Exclamation point at the end. A very expensive exclamation point for the Jaguars organization, but great friend Sid Derek Marks. The Jaguars offense gets it done today, and the defense comes through when they need it. Fred, and a nice overall win today.
Big time. That's definitely how you want to do it against a team that you consider a rival, team that you hate a lot. I thought the guys finished the ball game real strong considering how they started. When I first took a peek at it, just slow. It didn't really seem like it was a extreme sense of urgency. You could tell it was a short week. Right. And they picked it up, though. They definitely picked it up, got it going.
Yeah, tempo, Fred. They wanted to run tempo on offense in the first half. Finally clicked there at the end of that last drive. And then to come out with the opening drive of the second half, they've done it rarely this year, put back-to-back scoring drives together. And to be able to back that touchdown up with a second touchdown, take the lead and play from ahead in the second half was big.
Yeah, you know what? I think just the coaches going back. I think early in the pregame show, we mentioned the short week, the adjustments having to make, and seeing an opponent again so soon. And I think the coaches, they saw something there, and the guys were able to, you know, go in, run the plays, just call and execute, and they did what they need to do.
Second half of this game, the Jags get the stop on fourth down, and the next play, 62-yard touchdown by Tobin to slam the door on the Titans. That's big to close the game.
No, that's football. That's what you want. That's what you want. The guys went in, they stood up on fourth down. And then for Tottenham, man, we've been waiting for him to really show up all year. And that was the spark that the offense needed to say, you know what, we're confident enough. We're going to close this game out in style, and that's what happened.
Fred, what do you make of the offensive line play tonight? Certainly they cut down on the sacks, but still times when Blake Bortles under a lot of pressure.
You know, I think some of that pressure – initially looking at it, I thought Blake wasn't as, you know, mobile as he had been in most of the games due to the foot injury. So I think early on they were dropping him back some as opposed to trying to test that foot and get him outside the pocket. Overall, the line played okay. You know, they definitely did well in the run game. Aside, you take away the Tobin run, and it's still a pretty good day considering I think Gerhardt averaged about 4.4,
so, right? Yeah.
Which he did last week, too.
Yep.
You know, and they blocked well last week, too, in the run game, I should say. Just didn't have the opportunity to sustain those runs due to some drop passes. But tonight, they put it together, man.
Yeah, I mean, when you throw Blake in there, and I think he loosened up because he started to run the ball and looked better as the game went along. Over 175 yards on the ground today. They needed that, right? I mean, because, boy, I mean, for that first 28 minutes of the ball game, you couldn't get anything going in the passing game or the run game.
Yeah,
really.
All of the fans that stayed up and watched this primetime game, they're going, why couldn't we do that all year?
Sure.
You know, but this is the NFL, and it just doesn't happen that way. But, you know, it's definitely a positive sign. You know, anytime you get an opportunity, you will go out there and win. You understand these guys have been fighting and scraping all year, a lot of close games, a few bad games, but anytime you have an opportunity to finish on a positive note like this, you want to stress the positives. And the run games, did stand out, and we had some guys that contributed and did well.
JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, Jaguars post game. We're awaiting the first word with head coach Gus Bradley. I'm sure there's some guys jumping around in the locker room right now.
They're all jumping on Sid Derek Marks right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get to Jeff Loggeman outside of the Jaguars locker room coming up. You know, for an offense that struggled so early in this game, the five-play drive and the punt to start it off, then three consecutive three and outs to finish with that touchdown drive before halftime, come back with a touchdown to open the second half, and to close it out like they did, a 10-play drive to kill almost 5 minutes of fourth quarter clock, Fred. I mean, that's from one extreme to the other, from the first half to the second half.
It is. I think I had it down as starting 0 for 4 and two sacks to start the game out offense. And then that drive you were just mentioning, the big 39, Blake scrambled up the middle, got the first down, and I think his confidence grew, saying, you know what, this foot doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah.
I can move around a little bit. And they started calling more plays to get him on the edge, which actually helped the run game a little bit more. And then the third and one, I would have thought they were going to run it, but the throw to fade ball to Mercedes for the touchdown, that was big, and that's a confidence booster. And they just they never looked back from that point.
They finally converted one of those plays to Mercedes, too. How about that, huh?
You wish you could see that more often. I mean, Mercedes is just a physical specimen. He's nothing shy of what Jimmy Graham is. You'd like to see more of that, and hopefully we can get another shot at it.
And nice to see. That was a really well-thrown ball in there from Blake as well.
Let's go outside of the Jaguars' locker room. I'm sure Gus Bradley is a happy guy tonight. Jeff Lagerman?
All right, thank you, JP. Gus, you know, the offense kind of starts a little slow the first four possessions. I think they only had about 16 yards, and all of a sudden that drive right before the end of the half. Boy, how key was that, putting together an 11-play drive to go in at halftime with some positive and then to come out in the second half and create some as well?
You know what? It was a huge series for us. I mean, to be able to go in 10-7, knowing that we're getting the ball to start off the second half, and then to put two long drives like that back-to-back, I think it gave our team a lot of confidence.
That first drive really started with the legs of Toby Gerhart. The quarterback was struggling a little bit, and all of a sudden Toby rips off one, I think, of about 16 yards and kind of got it going.
He really did. You know what? I give credit to the whole team. I mean, they kept their poise in the locker room at halftime, said, all right, let's regroup. And, you know, we'll build off some of those runs that we had, some plays that Blake made. And it carried over in the second half. But the defense, special teams, really solid throughout.
Well, and that first drive that Blake was able to engineer for the first touchdown of the game, a 3rd-and-9 scramble that he had with a guy that has a sprained foot, looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the competitiveness that we see in him. You know, he demonstrated it the whole night. Even when we were struggling a little bit offensively, I mean, he really put the team on his back and made sure that, you know, we got some points on the board.
And the defense, a 6-play drive that the Titans had that they held them on downs, a key 3rd-down stop by JT Thomas, and then the completion that was short. Boy, team effort.
It really was. I mean, the rush and cover, you know, and Talvin Smith really did a nice job throughout the game. I mean, but it was a total team effort. You saw different guys step up and make plays. And Sendarek, you know, for him to get that sack at the end was big.
Big. You're right. It's an understatement of being big. And the last thing is offensively, you guys took the ball over with, I think, 6:06 to play. And your offense was able to eat up like 5 minutes a clock there at the end of the game. That was impressive.
Well, that's what, you know, we talked about that in OTAs and minicamp, that 4-minute offense. To be able to take the game or the ball over with 6-7 minutes left to go and run the clock out. That's really our objective. We didn't get all the way there, but took a big portion of that clock down to where we could play defense and let our rush group, you know, rush like they can.
All right, congratulations, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
Head coach Gus Bradley with Jeff Lagerman outside of the Jaguars locker room. We'll come back in a moment. Jeff goes inside to visit with the happy Jaguars. Final score, 21-13, Jaguars over the Tennessee Titans. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey and more after this on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues, 21-13, the final score, Jaguars over the Titans. At Geico, you have a choice of ways you can save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Let's go inside the Jaguars locker room. The guy who has a locker across from the guy who just made $600,000 is Red Bryant. He's with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Here with Red Bryant. Red, boy, great team effort. The offense scores 3 touchdowns today, and certainly a change.
No question. You got to give Blake a lot of credit. He showed a lot of heart out there today. He was banged up after our game Sunday, and to come back on the short week and to give that type of effort was what this team needed to get us over the hump. I feel like the offense really put us in position to close out the game, and so that was good to see all three phases step up today.
How important is that for a young quarterback to battle through an injury late in the season when, look, you guys are out of the playoffs, but still it's important to him to play in a game like this?
I feel like it's very important. You know, Blake is the future of Jacksonville, and so that should give everybody in the organization a lot of confidence moving forward that he's resilient and he's tough. And I know it gave the team a lot of confidence to see a young rookie to go out there and play the way he played when basically pride was on the line. And I just can't tell you how proud I am of how he performed tonight.
So this week coming up, is send Derek Marks buying dinner this week?
No question about it. We so happy for him, man. He definitely deserved to get in the Pro Bowl. It's not every time you get a defensive tackle, especially in the interior, to be able to consistently get pressure like that. He does a lot for this defense, and I say it all the time. He probably one of the best three techniques, legitimate three techniques I've been fortunate enough to play with. He's had an amazing season in spite of.
And he's going to have a nice check.
No
Thank you, Red.
About it. No question about it. You know, we're going to help him spend some of that new money.
Jeff Lagerman in the Jaguars locker room with Red Bryant. Boy, a spending spree coming, Fred, it sounds
I'm plotting over here. I'm like, how can we get in on
it? Yeah, this may cost the Derek money when it's all said and done.
We got to find the location, the date, and the time.
We're on the Marks tab.
Right. Jaguars get a victory tonight, 21-13. We'll go back to Jeff in just a moment inside the Jaguars locker room. And let's go there now. Jeff Lagerman has Marquise Lee, who had a pretty good night tonight. Jeff?
I feel amazing. One thing we planned on doing this week was just try to score a little bit more on offense. You know, we knew we was capable and we wanted to get it done. And we was capable to come out and get it done, execute it.
Your young quarterback was a question mark going into this ball game with the foot injury. And yet, 3rd and 9, the drive right before the end of the half, all of a sudden he just tucks it and runs it. Pretty impressive.
It's a leader. You know, I knew coming in Monday, Blake had a hard time as far as his ankle and, you know, standing on it. But, just the amount of work he put in throughout treatment and, you know, and trying to get back and go out there and execute. You know, I didn't think he can run, you know, at least today. You know, but, I mean, he showed that leadership, got out there and ran.
What does a game like this do for your guys, for your confidence, going in the last week and then also into the offseason?
It's a confident booster to the sense, you know, this what we've been trying to work on throughout the whole season. You know, try to score more than, you know, just field goals and, you know, one touchdown. You know, we try to get numerous. We finally got it going today, and it feels good to actually get it going. We're looking forward to doing a little more.
All right. Congratulations, Marquise.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Jeff Lagerman in the Jaguars locker room with Marquise Lee. All right, guys, it's time to choose an MVP of this game. Fred, who you got?
Oh, man. MVP? Should I go with the money man?
If you want a piece of
you might. I'm actually going to go with I think Todman helped seal the deal. And I like the big run, the big play. It was explosive. It was something we had been waiting for all year. It was one play. But it did put the game out of reach, so to speak. So I'm going to go with Todman.
Okay. Todman's a solid choice. I think you can argue for Blake Bortles here, the way he played.
Yeah,
I'm going to go for Telvin Smith, man. He had 15 tackles today, 10 solos, 5 assists, as Gus Bradley said, all over the field. We saw him really just kind of a ball magnet tonight. So I'm going to give my tip of the cap to him.
I'll do it. Blake Bortles coming through the foot injury, like you heard Marquise say, rehabbing all week long to get ready for this game tonight. Had to work out today before the game to even go in this game. Ended up rushing for, 50 yards in this game tonight? So, by default, Fred Taylor, he gets a vote and a half.
Oh,
it's
man.
Jordan Todman.
Todman it is.
The MVP.
Did I get $600K for my half? My half going to count for that much.
Bueller Swiss Watch Company is proud to be the official watch of the Jaguars. Bueller Swiss Watch is available at J. Roberts Jewelers in Jacksonville and Park Jewelers in Lake Mary. When we return, the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions for Fred Taylor. The final score, 21-13, the Jags improved to a 3-12 record with a win over the Tennessee Titans. And we continue after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Final score, 21-13, Jaguars over the Tennessee Titans. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, proud of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor is with us. And it is now time, Fred, if you're ready. Are you ready?
I'm always ready,
He's
J.P.
Always ready.
Well, I always ask
J.P.
that.
The great.
I always ask this, but it's time for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions of the game. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Number one, Fred, here we go. Despite the numbers tonight, is this a step in the right direction for Bortles? Was this one of his better games of the year?
You know, toss the numbers out. I want to talk about his toughness, perseverance, leadership qualities. You need that in a quarterback. If you're going to, you know, ride someone to a championship, you want to make sure he's solid. And he shows tonight that he could do it all. You know, the numbers weren't there, but who cares about it? He led his team, got the win.
We talked about the protection a little earlier, Fred. Question number two, was this a step in the right direction, only giving up 4 sacks compared to 8 last week, or is that still way too many?
Hey, Mike, I got to say they got better this week. they trimmed off 4 sacks, and they ran the ball effectively and got it done. You know, a few of those sacks, I think the quarterback couldn't really move as we usually see him move around. But they did get better this week, the offensive line.
And we'll finish with next week. How about looking ahead to Week 17 in Houston? If the Jags can pull that off on the road, does that carry momentum into this offseason? Is that a real thing?
We've been talking about finish all season. And now more than ever, this is a great time to finish. And Derek, you know, he finished the game today the way you want to finish. You know, he has some motivation out there. So they'll be motivated to get this win, a divisional opponent, ride high into the offseason. Regroup, come back next year. Looking forward to having a better 2015.
There you have it, the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers of the game from Fred Taylor. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how you can get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months. There's no term contract and no early termination fee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 12/31/14. Restrictions apply. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. More on this defense. I mean, it's a weekly story here. They're doing enough. They're playing well enough to keep the Jags in the ball game. Today, the offense did enough on their end to help out the other side today, finally.
You know, from a defensive standpoint, I think the one game that continuously plays over and over in my head is the first game of the year, the Philly game, when we had the lead and then they came out, they started great, and then we just didn't finish. Yeah, maybe one other game, but the Philly game keeps jumping out. And aside from that, really, I mean, they play solid all year. I think having a young offense, very inexperienced offense, they put the defense in very critical situations that they just couldn't really fight through. And, you know, you're playing another NFL team, so they're going to score too. They get paid. They get coached all week. But the defense – I thought they were solid all year. I thought it was money well spent by the front office. Now it's time to go out and hopefully get some veteran guys on the offense to match what you brought in on defense. And now we'll have a solid, more balanced team throughout. And in turn, hopefully get more wins next year.
And they've been playing hard, Fred, regardless. But it's got to help them when they see their offense go down the field at the end of the first half and then come out and punctuate that with an opening drive for a touchdown in the second half. All of a sudden, your energy level's got to be a lot higher.
Just imagine when they go out there and they play well, they get turnovers, and then the offense goes back out there and they turn the ball back over a play or two. That deflates you. But when the offense is playing great, it gives you something to feed on, and the guys, now you know you have an opportunity to play from ahead. You know, there are opportunities to really rush the pass, get after the pass, and that's what the defensive guys want to do. They want a chance to attack. You know, so it definitely inspires them once the offense is playing great.
We'll take a time out on Jaguars postgame and come back with the highlights, including the Bud Light play of the game. The Jaguars a winner in Week 16, 21-13 final. A win over the Tennessee Titans. More after this on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues, 21-13 final. Jaguars over the Tennessee Titans. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. Fred Taylor with us. Jaguars improved to 3-12. They finished the home record 3-5 with a 3-5 home record. That includes the one loss in London this year. Gus Bradley improved to 7-24 as the head coach, 2-2 against Tennessee. The Jags now 18-22 overall against the Titans franchise, a split of the season series this year. 16-18 all-time in nationally televised primetime games, 3-5 now on Thursday nights. And the second straight year they've won the Thursday night game, both of those here at Everbank Field. Here are the highlights from tonight's game, including the Bud Light play of the game. Well, the opening drive of this game for Tennessee It was their first opening drive touchdown since last season. They go 12 plays, 85 yards, eat up nearly half of the first quarter. Whitehurst to Washington. The Jacksonville native gets an 8-yard touchdown reception.
Three receivers set. Shotgun now for Whitehurst. Straight drop. Looking. Looking into the middle. Fires it over the middle. That is caught. And it's going to be a touchdown for the Titans. He checked it down to Leon Washington. And Leon just scored in his hometown. And the Titans strike first.
It was the first time all year the Jaguars had allowed an opening drive touchdown. At that point, Fred, it's like, here we go.
Yeah, again, Whitehurst looked like Tom Brady. 6-for-6 on that drive to start. TD looked great, but the defense eventually caught him.
The Jags' offense couldn't do much on the other side. A 5-play drive and a punt, and then 3 consecutive 3-and-out drives. Suckup hit a 50-yard field goal. It was actually a 3rd and long. They got about 12 yards on a play to get him into field goal range. Hit a 50-yard field goal, 10-0 Tennessee. But then the Jags come back with a drive of their own. They go 11 plays, 80 yards, just over 3 minutes. And Blake Bortles finds Mercedes Lewis in the end zone.
3 tight ends set, I formation. And they are going to throw it. They're going to throw a little fade into the corner for Mercedes Lewis. Touchdown, Jaguars. There is a flag. There's a flag. Let's check it. It's going to be offsides against the Titans. That's a touchdown for Jacksonville.
They've tried that a couple times this year, guys, and this one finally connects in the end zone for Mercedes Lewis. Finally got a score.
Great throw, and, you know, I'd like to even see Mercedes try to high point that ball. Let that thing get on the shoulder pad, Fred, but you catch it, and that's the bottom line. Honestly, not to over-dramatize it, that was one of the most important drives we've seen this season, right? It was a game, you're finally favored in the game, you got primetime TV, and instead of stalling in the red zone, you punch that in, and you carry that momentum on to the second half.
I agree, Mike. That was definitely a big drive, definitely a momentum shift. Much needed for Mercedes. Now, he had battled throughout the year, but he showed you what he's capable of.
10-7, the halftime score. And, Mike, you called this at halftime between us, that the Jags were going to score in the opening drive of the second half, and they did so.
Between us? I called that between everyone listening to the halftime show.
Magic,
you know
right.
What? Yeah, you did say it.
I did.
Here. That's
Thank
right.
you.
Well, the opening drive of the second half, Toby Gerhart plunges in. Actually had to spin around to get in for a 1-yard touchdown.
3 tight end set. I formation. Toby Gerhart. Toby spins away. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Toby Gerhart spun away from a tackle and scored from a yard out. And Jacksonville has taken the lead.
Plenty of big plays in that drive, by the way. There was the short pass to Todman, the long Lee receptions. Hearns had a couple of nice plays. And the first time in a long time, the back-to-back drives had ended in touchdowns. Meanwhile, the defense started to take over the game. There was an 8-play drive and a punt after that for Tennessee, a 5-play drive and a punt. And then they went for it on 4th down, unable to execute the 4th down play, missed it by a 0.5 yard. The Jaguars come back on offense. First play, this is the Bud Light play of the game. Jordan Todman seals the deal.
They're running up the middle. Oh, that's Jordan Todman. He broke away. Jordan Todman is in the secondary. Jordan is inside the 30-yard line. Jordan Todman inside the 20. Inside the 10. Jordan Todman is going to score a touchdown for the Jaguars. There are no flags. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Bud Light play of the game brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. That's almost like a Fred Taylor-like run, a home run there, Fred.
That was amazing. He was shifty in the inside, made a safety miss coming down the tunnel, and he showed that burst and that speed at the end. Definitely a nice run.
Jaguars led 21-10 at that point. Suckup hit a 23-yard field goal, 21-13.
That name is killing me.
The Jags offense burns clock on their last drive. 10 plays. They punted it away after holding it for nearly 5 minutes. And the final score, 21-13. The Jaguars improved to 3-12. The Titans fall to 2-13. So, nice win for the Jaguars. Some highlights to run on offense.
Real high offensive highlights. 3 offensive touchdowns. Are you kidding me?
What you going for?
Explosive plays? What?
Magic Mike or Money Mike?
Hey, you know what? You're the guarantee
you're calling
man
the
over
shots.
Here. I called 1 shot all season
hey,
long. That
it
in,
was
so.
Much needed.
We needed it.
But you got it done.
I'll take it.
We'll come back in a moment with an Everbank final stats check. And much more with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. Final score, 21-13. Jaguars over the Tennessee Titans. And we continue after these words on the Jaguars Radio Network.
This portion of Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by GEICO. Farrah & Farrah and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame continues right now.
21-13 final. Jaguars improved to 3-12. The Titans fall to 2-13. Republic Services, the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida. The official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor with us on Jaguars postgame. Let's get to an Everbank final stats check. We go with the team stats. The Titans had 19 first downs to the Jags 17. Now, the first half, first four Jaguars drives, there was, 16 yards and one first down. This all came, of course, late for the Jaguars in this game. Third downs, Jags were 5 of 13. The Titans 7 of 15. Of course, the Titans went for fourth down once and did not get it. Net yardage, 357 for Tennessee, 288 for the Jags. 95 on the ground for the Titans, but 177 on the ground today for the Jags. A huge number, 50 of those by the quarterback, but the last couple of weeks, the run game's just starting to get back on track, it seems, Fred, you know?
You know, when you're running the ball effectively, no matter who's getting the run, if it's quarterback getting majority, backs, it just opens up so much more for the play caller. And I think by design a little bit, just looking at everything, the Florida game, those first four series, they were slow. But I think once they realized the quarterback was warmed up and he could go, they started calling other plays that actually opened up and was able to complement the run game. And then the run game was able to complement those plays. So the guys did solid today in the run game overall.
Yeah, second good week in a row, really, for Toby Gerhart. Yeah. The number of carries and yards wasn't that much, but the average per carry, very solid there in the run game. Yeah, Jordan Todman, obviously, with the big run of 62 yards. Mm-hmm. 5 for 71 with that touchdown. Gerhart carried it 12 times for 53 yards and a score of his own. And Blake Bortles, banged up as he may have been, 5 for 50 on the ground, contributing to that rushing total today. Through the air today for Blake, 13 of 26, 115 yards. Had a couple of drops, also was off on some passes clearly today, but did come through with a touchdown, and importantly, didn't throw any interceptions, didn't turn it over, had the one fumble where he got hit. Gerhart was Johnny on the spot on that one. Cecil Shorts, by the way, 1 for 1 passing today, don't forget, for 9 yards. Marquise Lee caught 4 balls for 65 to lead the way, and defensively for the Jags, Telvin Smith, an incredible 15 tackles, 10 solos he was credited with, 5 assists. Aaron Colvin had 7 solo tackles of his own, and JT Thomas, 10 total tackles. So those guys all over, and you see a guy like Aaron Colvin coming on the blitz, knocking down a pass, making tackles. He'll stick his nose in there. Not a big guy, Fred. He's not afraid to tackle you, though.
No, he's all over the place. I love his game. He reminds me so much of Keith Bullock. But I just wanted to mention, before the game, they asked Gus, these last two games, what does it mean? What today, what does it mean? He just said, I want everyone to remember our style of play. Now, the defense is ball hawking. Today, the offense showed you that we could play with attitude, from the quarterback to the way the running backs ran the ball. Toby, he looked healthy for the second week in a row, considering how he started the year. And this is a league about what have you done for me lately. Those guys are going to realize that we have opportunities in front of us. Let's take advantage of these and try and finish this season strong. So it's all about attitude and what Gus said, remembering what it's about, our style of play.
Plenty left on Jaguars postgame with Fred Taylor. The final score, 21-13, the Jags over the Tennessee Titans. Jags are now 3-12. The Titans are 2-13. We continue after this on Jaguars Radio.
And four linebackers up in front. Straight drop. Chris Clemens is going to get there, and he's going to finish him off. They are going to finish him off. Sedaric Marks gets the half sack he needed. What a way to end the ball game. Jacksonville wins it 21-13.
And everybody's jumping on Sedaric Marks.
600 grand on that sack for Sedaric Marks. He has, 8 on the year now? And
8.5
now. Yes, that was a full sack.
He ended up getting the full sack. Clemens slipped off Whitehurst, and Marks did the job there. And, no 40-plus yard field goals for Scobie. I think Sedaric can buy everybody in attendance a firehouse sub.
That's right.
We'll all go home happy.
I like that. Great idea. It's funny. Jaguars win tonight 21-13. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Speaking of incentives, Fred, this is you reach certain numbers. This is that time of year where guys hit numbers, whether you know it or not. Yeah. You get the, this is one that was out there, but there you had some that weren't so out there.
I'm just tickled, man. I mean, it's Christmas time, and the guys know that they got possible gifts that could come their way. But the, you know what I like most? I'm excited for Sendarek, and he definitely deserves it. He's played monstrous all year. And the better thing is he has a coach that, you know, doesn't really care about the whole business part of it. He just wants to have his guys go out there and play ball. Unfortunately for myself, a few years ago, I had the same opportunity, and we had a young running back in Jones Drew. I think I was about 40, 50 yards shy of a $500,000 incentive for rushing yards. And unlike what Gus did today, I was pulled and I was benched.
Who does that though, Fred? Was that a Jack Del Rio move, or was that somebody up in the front office putting the order down and saying this is the way it's going to go?
You know what? I really don't know whose call it was, Mike, beyond being honest with you. But I do know it was the last game, and they weren't necessarily worried about injuries, much right. like the other 15 games. They don't care about injuries. We need you to go out there and play regardless. But that particular day, I was called and said, look, have a nice seat over here. You know, and go and drink some cocoa, eat some sunflower seeds, or whatever.
Whatever you're going to do.
It was KC on the road.
It was a cold one. I remember
that
day.
It was KC on the road, and I was – no, I was bitten at the chop. I was ready to go. I had all the motivation in the world, much like Sendarek today.
But you knew it at the time, right?
Oh, of course. Everyone knew it. Yeah. The O-line knew it. They knew if I had done well, that the gift would be really nice. So everyone knew it, but it didn't happen.
Hey, Maurice, take a knee, right? Hey, maybe, you know, come whip off to the sideline,
yeah, take,
Maurice.
Take a knee.
Do something.
Move my leg.
Did you ever have, Fred, early in your career here, did you ever have touchdown incentives? Because I understand, you know, Stacy Mack, all these guys making a living off your hard work, my man. What was going on with that?
I love you, Mike. I love Mike.
I'm
serious. Man.
I mean, we always sat there and said, is Fred going to get paid too much money if he scores 10 touchdowns?
Hey, this is radio. You got to love it. You got to love it. You know, but it's the truth. I definitely had touchdown incentives. I had reception incentives, although I beat myself up.
You hurt yourself
low.
There, sir.
But we're being honest, and that's what it's about. But, yeah, I used to look around like, hey, I ran about 60 yards. I think I can go 62
right.
and get a touchdown and make this work. But that's all good stuff to look back on and maybe even go in a book one day. How about that?
He would have spent all that money on his lineman anyway. It'd be
right. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't have had it. Yeah, you would have spent on, right?
Yeah, started out with Rolexes and all this other stuff.
Crazy. Well, now rookie. We know the book's coming.
That's right. Crazy, you know, there's incentives for radio hosting, too, right?
Let's do it. Can we? We're
I don't know. I've never heard of any.
I don't know. What we're going to do.
Where's Joe when you need Joe?
Fortunato.
Figure that out.
Dan.
We're all about transparency here, Fred. So thank you for that story tonight. We appreciate that. We'll come back in a moment and go through the Baptist Health Injury Report. A couple of Jags banged up in this game, and one that was already out. Some new news on a defensive lineman, too. 21-13, Jaguars over the Titans. We continue after this on Jaguars Radio. Jags win it in Week 16, 21-13 over the Tennessee Titans. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguars postgame rolls along. The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. A couple of Jags banged up. Well, a couple guys came back in the ball game. Clemens came back. Colvin came back in the game. They were out for a short time. Toby Gerhart left, came back after a rib contusion, and then very late in the game was ruled out with that same rib contusion. But there was some more news on Roy Miller, who signed a 4-year extension this week with what was called a knee sprain. He did not play. He was inactive, but some more news coming
out. Yeah, Ryan O'Halloran of the Florida Times-Union tweeting out shortly after the game that it was revealed that he actually has a meniscus injury and that it will require surgery. So, you know, looks like he's shut down for the final game of the year, yeah. Fred. But typically, if these things aren't too extensive, you know, you get the surgery, maybe you're down for a month, 6 weeks, and once you get to the off-season program, he should have this well behind him.
Yeah, they didn't mention the severity of it. Hopefully it's something small, but it goes to show you timing is everything. You know, fortunately for the team, it's only one game left, so he doesn't have to do anything foolish and try and rush back, and he could really go through the off-season and heal up.
I would think that they knew, because if you're going to sign a guy to a new contract, I would assume, even though you know he's healthy, the trainers are looking at him, you're going to put him through a full physical, wouldn't you, at that point in time? They're going to know. They're not going to say, hey, your knee doesn't feel great, we're going to sign you to this deal. They're probably going to check that. I would assume they looked at it and said, hey, you know, this is something we can get cleaned up. It's not a big deal. It's not going to impact him long term.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're looking for the transparency. I believe they would have known, you know, because you're talking about MRIs, the trainers. Right. They knew he had something. They're not going to let the ink dry before they figure out what it really is. So it maybe it's something minor. They just want to clean up.
One other notable injury, of course, that we've talked about all week was Blake Bortles' foot sprain, and he played through it and looked good tonight.
Soldier, man, but short week. That's even more impressive because you got to think, hurting it on Sunday. Monday, it's a little achy. Tuesday, it really hurts. Wednesday, you're not practicing much, but you still have to, you know, have the capacity to get those mental reps in and visualize what you're going to do throughout the course of the game, especially at the quarterback position when your plate is full. But for him to come out there, start the game slow, go through, warm up a little bit, and start to move the ball around as he did, that says a lot about his character, about him as a person and as a teammate, a leader, a player. Says a lot. You can win with him.
He got drilled a few times Derek Morgan. Morgan came free on a blitz where it looked like, I guess, Clay Harbor was trying to run a quick kind of screen pattern and didn't chip him. I don't know if that was his responsibility or not, but a couple of free shots on Blake as well. That's his business as usual at that position, though.
It is business as usual. But he's a young guy. He's tough, as you've seen. And we're going to need him. We're going to need the guys up front to block better for him, obviously. You can't take those type of shots throughout your entire career. But he's a young guy. He's strong. He wants to play. He wants the contact.
We'll come back in a moment. Final segment of Jaguars postgame. The final score, 21-13. Jags are 3-12. The Titans fall to 2-13. We'll wrap it up and preview next week's game in Houston after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Final segment of Jaguars postgame. A happy final tonight. 21-13, the Jags over the Tennessee Titans. They split the season series. The Titans got them up in Nashville. The Jaguars get them here tonight. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, final segment. In person, I guess. We'll have you on the phone next week, Fred. But this is it's winding down.
He's welcome to come by.
Come on up.
Now come visit, man. This has been great, guys. This is amazing. Think they're going to hire me back?
I don't think you need
who
to
should
worry
I call?
About it.
Who,
put in a good
should
word
I need
for
to
us,
talk
please.
To Sendarik first?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Maybe we could take a few people out to dinner.
Sendarik could finance
on his tab
this whole post game for the next several years.
I like that idea. The Jaguars and the Houston Texans next week. Now, the Texans are at home this week against the Baltimore Ravens, and that'll be a physical ball game this week.
Yeah, they'll get beat up, and they won't want to play us next week. So they'll get beat up. The Ravens, man, that front seven. They're dangerous. They're only getting better at the end of the year. And Haloti?
Haloti Ngata.
He'll be back in a week. So those guys, I don't think the Texans will do much this week. The quarterback situation, the run game will get hammered by the Ravens defense. I don't think they'll do much.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins banged up. He might not play. Yeah. It looks like Andre Johnson will come back coming off the concussion.
Why?
I guess you want to, you know, you only have so many of these left probably if you get to the stage
Yeah, that's true, Mike. You're right. What is Dre, 35, 36 or something like that?
He's probably, I'm thinking more like 33, something like 33. That. But still, he's played a lot of ball, man. He's
a lot of miles.
He's gotten up there in years. Fred, for this team, we touched on it a little bit earlier. You win this game. You win again next week. At least you equal the win total from Gus Bradley's first season. You know, going into the offseason, beating a couple division opponents potentially, and just for these young guys, even if it's not so much that you're going to have the momentum from having one, it's not like week to week, because you're talking about months now, but just the knowledge of learning how to win in the NFL as a group, how much does that pay off?
It pays great dividends, I think. You know, from my first year to my second year, although I had a pretty decent first year, the second year when I came back, everything was just – so much slower for me, you know, and I could play so much faster, and my confidence was much higher than my rookie year. A lot of times my rookie year, you know, I just felt that I was just out there. I'd run a play, not necessarily knowing the real objective of the play, other than just try and run and score. But the design of the play, I didn't know. But that second year, I can break those things down, and I understand what the coaches are looking for from a situational standpoint. And a lot of these guys are just out there playing on pure talent. You know, they don't have the experience to say, well, look at the yard markers every single snap. What do we expect here? What are the top plays here in this particular down and distance? But they'll get that going away this offseason, working their craft, and coming back for the next year. They'll know how to be pros is what I'm saying. So it'll pay great dividends.
Here, Fred, here's a ball. There's the end zone. Go.
That's all I used to do.
Find out how to get there, man.
Run. But don't run too many times in the end
zone. Right,
right.
At a certain point, stop at the one and let Stacy Mack come in.
I tell you, it was go left, and I would go left and just try and create something. I didn't listen a whole lot my rookie year. I just did what I wanted to.
This was your
sorry, Tom.
This was your rookie year in the broadcast area here and in the stadium, your last chance in the stadium today. How did it go in the stadium this year?
No, yeah, I think it was amazing. I thought it was a great idea, a concept that you know, Dan and the organization, everyone came up with. Have fun with it. The fans were receptive, you know, and thankfully they made it easy for me, chanting Freddie every game. And I give them what they want, Duval. You know, they love that stuff. But it was a good time, a good experience. Hopefully I can continue to build on it. You know, so I'm actually begging for a job right now.
Kidding me? They love them some Fred Taylor around here, JP, and with good reason.
This is fun, guys. It was definitely a lot of fun.
Happy holidays to you. Appreciate
Likewise.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Same.
Fred Taylor, we'll talk to you next week. The Jaguars have the Houston Texans next week. It's a 1 o'clock kick. In Houston, we'll go on the air on the network at noon next Sunday. For those on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010XL, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. The Jaguars Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Jags Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are producers. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Lagerman, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying, well, good morning, I guess. The final score, 21-13, the Jaguars over the Titans. On the Jaguars Radio Network.